Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. Today I'm here to talk about lesson 39. And in this lesson, we were having a conversation with Bea, who's a student from Murcia. And Bea tells us a little about herself, and we use lots of phrases that you learned way back at the beginning of the course when we were talking about getting to know people and introducing yourself. So we hope that you find this lesson useful. Now, as we've done in previous weeks, we're going to begin by listening to the whole of the conversation that I had with Beatriz, or Bea, in San Pedro del Pinatar, which is just next to Santiago de la Ribera. This conversation is about languages, or in particular, about English, and whether or not Bea feels confident in her English. So have a listen to the short conversation and see how much you can understand.
Bueno, estoy aquí en San Pedro del Pinatar y estoy con...
Bea.
Hola, Bea, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien.
Y dime, Bea, ¿tú eres española?
Sí.
¿Dónde vives?
En Murcia.
¿Y estudias o trabajas?
Estudio.
¿Qué estudias?
Estudio ciencias empresariales en la Universidad de Murcia.
¿Y te gusta?
Sí.
¿Y hablas inglés?
Muy poco.
¿Se tiene que estudiar inglés en tu carrera?
No, solo si la eliges.
¿Y mucha gente la elige?
Yo sí.
Entonces, ¿desde hace cuánto tiempo estudias inglés?
He estudiado solo un año.
¿Y no has estudiado en el colegio?
Bueno, sí, en el colegio y en el instituto.
¿Y en total, entonces, cuántos años?
4.
¿Y piensas tú que después de 4 años se puede hablar muy fácilmente otro idioma?
No, porque no lo practico mucho.
¿Y vienen muchos turistas aquí a esta zona?
Sí, porque hay playa, hay mucha fiesta.
¿Y entonces no puedes practicar tu inglés con los ingleses o los británicos o los americanos que vienen?
Sí.
Okay, so we'll stop the conversation there and go back to the beginning and start to listen to the conversation in various sections so that we can try to identify what Bea and I were talking about. Listen to the beginning of the conversation.
Bueno, estoy aquí en San Pedro del Pinatar y estoy con...
Bea.
Hola, Bea, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien.
So I began by saying estoy aquí, I am here, en San Pedro del Pinatar. In San Pedro del Pinatar, the name of the place, and that's actually just beside Santiago de la Ribera. You'll be familiar now with Santiago de la Ribera because that's where we did most of our recording. San Pedro del Pinatar, just an area of Santiago. I said, estoy con, and Bea filled in her name. Estoy con, I am with Bea, Beatriz. Now, why did I use estoy and not soy? There. The reason for this is that estoy, from the verb estar, is used when we're talking about location or a temporary thing. Estoy con, I am with, estoy en San Pedro del Pinatar, I am in San Pedro del Pinatar. Estoy, estar, is used for temporary situations or describing location. So after asking Bea how she was, ¿cómo estás? ¿Qué tal? And she said, muy bien. I then go on to ask her a question. Have a listen to the question.
Y dime, Bea, ¿tú eres española?
Sí.
¿Dónde vives?
En Murcia.
I say to Bea, dime, Bea. Dime means tell me. It's the informal version of dígame. Dígame or dime. Dime, Bea. Tell me, Bea. ¿Eres española? ¿Eres española? Are you Spanish? Española, the feminine form of the adjective for Spanish. The masculine form is español. This adjective, like many other adjectives, ends in a, española. Española, the feminine form of Spanish. The masculine form is español, so it doesn't have an extra vowel at the end. Take another example. Americano. Americano has O at the end. And if you're from the United States, you're more likely to say norteamericano, North American, because obviously americano, americana, can have the meaning of Latin American. So if you want to say I am North American, you would say soy norteamericano. And if you're feminine, or if you're female, you would say soy norteamericana, norteamericana. Norteamericana. In this case, Bea is española. Española. And I would say, soy escocés. Escocés. Cara would say, escocesa. These are all the adjectives linked to nationality.
¿Y estudias o trabajas?
Estudio.
This is a fairly straightforward question to understand. ¿Estudias o trabajas? Estudiar is the verb to study, and trabajar is the verb to work. So I'm asking Bea, ¿estudias o trabajas? Do you study or do you work? Now, obviously here I'm wanting to find out what Bea does with her time, but in fact, ¿estudias o trabajas? Is one of those phrases that's used very often in sort of chat-up situations. ¿Estudias o trabajas? Do you study or do you work? It's really just a conversation starter, so you can use it to start off those conversations when you want to find out what someone does or if you just want to start talking to them. ¿Estudias o trabajas? And it's obviously aimed at a particular age group. So I go on to ask Bea what she studies. ¿Qué estudias?
¿Qué estudias?
Estudio ciencias empresariales en la Universidad de Murcia.
Now, Bea does speak quite quickly. Listen again to what she says she studies.
Estudio ciencias empresariales en la Universidad de Murcia.
Estudio ciencias empresariales en la Universidad de Murcia. So we know that she studies in the Universidad de Murcia, Murcia University. But what does she study? Ciencias. Ciencias. Now you should know that the th sound there is a C. Ciencias. So if you look at the word, or if you imagine the word, ciencias, that would be spelled C-I-E-N-C-I-A-S. Ciencias. Ciencias would be sciences. In Latin America, it would be pronounced ciencias. And in a sense, that's perhaps easier to identify in this particular situation. Ciencias. Ciencias empresariales. Now, you may be familiar with the English word impresario. Impresario is someone who does very well in business, someone who takes risks and achieves things in a business sense. So, empresariales are linked in some way to business. Ciencias empresariales, business science, or marketing and economics and all the business type subjects together. So that's what Bea studies. Ciencias empresariales en la Universidad de Murcia, in Murcia University.
Let's go on.
¿Y te gusta?
Sí.
You shouldn't have too much of a problem understanding my question. ¿Te gusta? Do you like it? Do you like studying ciencias empresariales? And Bea says, sí, she does. I then ask Bea about whether or not she speaks English. Have a listen.
¿Y hablas inglés?
Muy poco.
¿Se tiene que estudiar inglés en tu carrera?
No, solo si la eliges.
¿Y mucha gente la elige?
Yo sí.
So I ask Bea, ¿hablas inglés? ¿Hablas inglés? Do you speak English? And she answers, muy poco. Literally, very little. Muy poco. Very little. I go on to ask Bea another question. I say, ¿se tiene que estudiar inglés en tu carrera? Now, there's something that you need to understand here to understand this whole sentence, and that's the word carrera. Carrera is linked to the English word career. Carrera means, in this sense, your university studies, your studying life, your education life. So, se tiene que, does one have to, estudiar inglés, to study English, en tu carrera, in your line of studies. So, keeping in mind my question, have a listen to Bea's answer.
No, solo si la eliges.
So, from Bea's first word there, we know that the answer is no, no. She goes on to say, solo si la eliges. Eliges comes from the verb elegir. Elegir
mucha gente means la elige?
Literally
Yo sí.
To elect, to choose. It comes from the same root as the word elect in English. Elegir, to choose. Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time. Okay, let's get on with the lesson. Now, we've got to think a little about this. Si la eliges. Si la eliges means if you choose it. So you only need to study English if you choose it as part of your studies. But why is it la eliges? Si la eliges. Normally, if we're looking at the word for it, it's more likely that it would be lo. Lo and la can both mean it. If, for example, I said, lo veo, that would mean I see it. And it comes before the verb, lo, it, veo, I see. So if you say, lo veo, it means it, I see. If we were talking about English, and if I said, I speak it, I would say, lo hablo. Lo, referring to el inglés. Hablo inglés, I speak English. Lo hablo, it, I speak. I speak it. But why is it la eliges here? Si la eliges. Well, in fact, Bea is referring to la asignatura, the subject. So because we're talking about choosing subjects at university, in Bea's case, she says la eliges. It, you choose. Only if it, you choose. Solo si la eliges. And she's talking about the subject, which is la asignatura. Asignatura. La asignatura is a feminine noun. So if you choose it. Solo si la eliges. That's quite complicated. Don't worry too much about it.
I just thought it would be useful to explain exactly how we come up with la eliges, solo si la eliges, only if you choose it. So you don't need to study English unless you choose it to be part of your degree, part of your career, your university studies. My next question is something that we've already come across. I say, ¿desde hace cuánto tiempo? Literally, since how much time ago have you studied English? Or are you studying English? ¿Desde hace cuánto tiempo estudias inglés? In the answer, we'll be looking for a time. See if you can hear a time. It might be a certain number of years. So the word for year is un año. So, see if you can hear año in the answer.
Entonces, ¿desde hace cuánto tiempo estudias inglés?
He estudiado solo un año.
So, in fact, Bea says, he estudiado solo un año. Un año, 1 year. Solo un año, only 1 year. He estudiado, I have studied, solo un año. Only 1 year.
¿Y no has estudiado en el colegio?
Bueno, sí, en el colegio y en el instituto.
Now, I'm looking for a little more clarification here. I ask the question, ¿y no lo has estudiado en el colegio? El colegio, it sounds a bit like college. Colegio means school. And Bea clarifies this by saying, sí, en el colegio y en el instituto. In Spain, the system is colegio is primary, and instituto is secondary or high school. So she studied English both in colegio, la escuela primaria, primary school, y en el instituto, and in secondary school. So just to be clear, I ask her exactly how many years.
Y en total, entonces, ¿cuántos años?
Cuatro.
And hopefully you picked up that Bea has in fact been studying for 4 años en total. 4 years in total.
¿Y piensas tú que después de 4 años se puede hablar muy fácilmente otro idioma?
Have a listen again to this question. I'm asking Bea if she thinks something. ¿Piensas tú? Do you think que se puede, that one can, hablar muy fácilmente? Hablar is to speak, and fácil, or fácil, is the word for easy. So, fácilmente is easily. Otro idioma, another language. Listen to that whole question again.
¿Y piensas tú que después de 4 años se puede hablar muy fácilmente otro idioma?
So, the question means, do you think that it's possible to speak very easily another language after 4 years? Listen to Bea's response.
No, porque no lo practico mucho.
In her case, she says, no lo practico mucho. No lo practico. Practicar means to practice, as in to practice a language or to practice a skill. No lo practico mucho. She doesn't think she can speak it well because she doesn't practice it much. No lo practico mucho. So I go on to ask Bea another question about the possibilities of her practicing her English. And I ask a question about los turistas.
¿Y vienen muchos turistas aquí a esta zona?
Sí, porque hay playa, hay mucha fiesta.
I ask, ¿vienen muchos turistas aquí a esta zona? So, do lots of tourists come to this area? Esta zona, this area. Zona is spelled Z-O-N-A, and it's obviously pronounced zona in Latin America. ¿Vienen muchos turistas aquí a esta zona? One thing I wanted to say about the word turista. Turista ends in a, and therefore you would probably guess that it's a feminine noun. But in fact, you see, el turista and la turista. So if you're talking about a tourist, you'd be talking about un turista. And if it's a feminine tourist, a female tourist, una turista. But even the masculine word ends in a, or a, un turista. So Bea answers the question by giving a reason.
Sí, porque hay playa, hay mucha fiesta.
Hay playa? Literally, there is beach, meaning there are lots of beaches. Y hay mucha fiesta. And there are lots of parties. Again, using the singular, there is lots of partying almost.
Y entonces no puedes practicar tu inglés con los ingleses o los británicos o los americanos que vienen.
Sí.
So my final question is, y no puedes practicar, can't you practice tu inglés, your English, con los ingleses, with the English people, los británicos, the British people, los americanos, the Americans, que vienen, who come. So let's listen to the whole conversation again and see how much you understand.
Bueno, estoy aquí en San Pedro del Pinatar y estoy con...
Bea.
Hola, Bea, ¿qué tal?
Muy bien.
Y dime, Bea, ¿tú eres española?
Sí.
¿Dónde vives?
En Murcia.
¿Y estudias o trabajas?
Estudio.
¿Qué estudias?
Estudio ciencias empresariales en la Universidad de Murcia.
¿Y te gusta?
Sí.
¿Y hablas inglés?
Muy poco.
¿Se tiene que estudiar inglés en tu carrera?
No, solo si la eliges.
¿Y mucha gente la elige?
Yo sí.
Entonces, ¿desde hace cuánto tiempo estudias inglés?
He estudiado solo un año.
¿Y no has estudiado en el colegio?
Bueno, sí, en el colegio y en el instituto.
¿Y en total, entonces, cuántos años?
4.
¿Y piensas tú que después de 4 años se puede hablar muy fácilmente otro idioma?
No, porque no lo practico mucho.
¿Y vienen muchos turistas aquí a esta zona?
Sí, porque hay playa, hay mucha fiesta.
¿Y entonces no puedes practicar tu inglés con los ingleses o los británicos o los americanos que vienen?
Sí.
So this conversation, this week's lesson, has been, in a way, an introduction to the topic that we're going to be covering next week. Normally, at the end of a unit, we cover a cultural topic, so we're looking at something a little less connected to the transactional language that we've been covering over the past few weeks. But we'll finish off here for today. And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow @learnspanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Do you ever feel like your brain is on overdrive and your mind is constantly racing? The plans, worries, and to-do lists are never ending. Calm can help your mind take a break from the noise by softening anxiety symptoms in the moment and helping you cope with day-to-day stressors. Calm is the number one app for sleep and meditation, giving you the power to calm your mind and change your life. For listeners of the show, Calm is offering an exclusive offer of 40% off a Calm premium subscription at calm.com/stressless. Go to calm.com/stressless for 40% off unlimited access to Calm's entire library. That's calm.com/stressless.
Want your most burning finance and investing questions answered? Here's a podcast you should be listening to, courtesy of Acast Recommends.
Are you ready for some personality in your personal finances? Hi, I'm Janice Torres Rodriguez, Latina money expert and host of the award-winning podcast, Yo Quiero Dinero. On this show, we're serving up POC-friendly personal finance knowledge, always with a side of sass. We're not talking about avocado toast and lattes on this show. We've got real, relatable personal finance knowledge that makes you feel seen, heard, and finally understood. Consider me your super cool, slightly risque, but always honest financial fairy godmother. Together, we'll tackle dinero in a fresh new way so you can finally become poderosa with your dinero. Check out our weekly podcast episodes at yoquierodineropodcast.com or subscribe wherever you listen to podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.